13:32 4BU. It's a big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Rose Consulting and Financial Services, Ahara and Take On Me. At 6:45, and joining me on the program is Aaron Warburton, the CEO for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you very much for your time. Big news coming out of the Bulldogs today with a local business. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's very exciting news. Look, we're so humbled by the way we were welcomed to Bundaberg last year, and this being our second year when we talk the 2023 season. So we're able to announce an extension of our partnership with Kalki Moon, the local distillery there with Rick and the team, which will see another launch of a very popular product in one of his gin ranges for 1,500 or so lucky individuals. It's going to be pretty exciting, and we can't wait to launch it just a little bit later on today.
Now, of course, last year they did a limited edition. That sold out in minutes. I'm guessing this particular batch will just take a little bit longer than a few minutes? Maybe three?
It was exciting. We were watching live because the website was updating the 1,000 bottles, and I think it was just on the four-hour mark that the 1,000 bottles sold out. It was, I think, limited to two per person, which is the case again this time around, and there'll be 1,000 online and 500 available in at the distillery.
So what does it mean with this particular sponsorship between Kalki Moon and the Bulldogs, Aaron?
Well, look, when we sat down with Rick originally, and it all started, I think, over a coffee with Andrew Gibbon and Rick just talking about what the opportunities could be and what partnering with the Bulldogs meant. We've got, you know, over 150 or so corporate partners, but just a handful out of Bundaberg. We're looking to grow that, and I guess the opportunities are you partner with the Bulldogs and you can actually grow your business as the Bulldogs grow. As long as we understand, you know, what the objectives are of the business and where you want to be at the end of that 12 months or 24 months, and Rick was really clear around increasing the brand awareness, exposing Bundaberg as an area of business growth. We shared that and thought, you know what, we can amplify this, and I guess the proof is in the gin, pardon the poor pun.
Yep, that is very poor, but it's all right. You did get one at this hour of the morning. Well done. So, obviously, coming back to Bundaberg next year as part of the three-year deal, taking on the Dolphins, I must say I can't wait for the Bulldogs to be back, and I guess the same can be said for you guys as well.
Oh, it's enormous, yeah. To play the Dolphins in their inaugural year, I've spoken to the guys up there. They're very keen. It's an important area to them, as it is us. We'll get in there as early as we can again, knowing that the game is on Sunday, the 30th of July, which is a little bit later in terms of the round. It's round 22, but interestingly, a little bit earlier because the season is kicking off as a whole a little earlier.
Yep.
So, look, it's going to be enormous. As I said, we're hoping to get in, and we'll increase the capacity and the viewing experience. That was one of the key outcomes of the first time around, is we want to get more people in there just as safely with a better viewing experience. So, yeah, we're going to roll that out, and a bit later on we'll let everyone know what that looks like.
Well, good luck to you and the team, not only for season 2023, I'm sure we'll catch up in the new year, but also the congratulations with the partnership between Kalki Moon and the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Thank you very much. And, yeah, from 10 a.m. local time, you can jump on Kalki Moon's website and order away.
All right, Aaron, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Aaron Warburton there, the CEO for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Great news for a local business. It's 13:32 4BU. Good morning.